In last week's epistle, Paul compliments the Thessalonians on their faith, their hope, and their love. This week, Paul first summarizes the difficulties he faced before coming to Thessalonia, and then emphasizes his love for them. Our collect today continues these themes, featuring the importance of faith, hope, and charity, which is an act of love. Faith, hope, and charity are three of seven virtues. The others are prudence, justice, temperance, and courage. Paul's writings in his ministry, as described in the book of Acts, show that he taught and lived these three great virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Faith has a heritage, at least back to Abraham, who was led with wife Sarah into the wilderness, assured by God that there was a plan, and that their descendants would be like stars in the heaven. This picture is more than a trip. It's a spiritual quest that inspires us today. We can just picture them journeying through the desert under the stars at night, wondering where they were destined to settle. Moses, the great leader of faith, follows the path of Abraham and Sarah in his journey from slavery to freedom with the people of Israel. In today's first lesson, Moses passes on God's orders to Israel on how to behave in the Promised Land. And more recently, a strong faith expressed in the history of African Americans progressing from slavery to freedom, which still shapes to some degree our national church. Although, as Maureen and I found out at our recent clergy retreat, we're not yet treating minorities as we should. We need to have faith that one day all people will walk together in harmony and diversity. Faith is also a great part of Jesus' ministry. He teaches us that faith, like a mustard seed, is sufficient. Teaches us what faith in God can do in the face of sadness, in the face of loss. Teaches us to have faith that the Father's plan will be done, just as Jesus had at his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of his betrayal. Faith is the dynamo of our religion. Believing that God is at work behind the headlines and in the streets and desolate places, bringing about his plan of salvation. Faith that all of us have a part to play. Faith that one day there'll be no more crying, weeping, but shouts of triumphant joy, triumphant joy at the coming of the kingdom. Meanwhile, practicing faith as a virtue remains an inspiration. We may hear things like, "She is a woman of real faith," or, "He may have lost his job, never lost his faith." Faith for us is in believing that there are answers to the question. Question? Why? Faith does not need to know the answer right away. Faith is waiting, knowing God may have something better in mind. Hope works in our lives, not because of what we do, but as a work of the Holy Spirit. Power of faith lets us dare to hope, even when some cynic denies it. Hope conquers our despair, the unhappiness and folly that we see in the world today. Hope is framed in things unseen, says Paul. We sometimes don't know what to hope for because God's plan is just not clear. A close ally of faith, hope puts us in a place of anticipation, not just silly excitement. Hope gives us the morning resolve to get up and get going, because it's God's day. There will be something of beauty and wonder for us in it. Hope is found most profoundly where the future is mocked by poverty, cruelty, indifference, or destructive acts of nature, such as the recent flood in our part of the diocese. Is also found in our culture, people who know their work is not in vain. But What they are doing is preparing the way for the future.
Which will be better.
Because of what we all do, even now. Charity is an act of love, something burning hot in us, the work of the Holy Spirit. Charity is unconditional. It causes us to give freely of our abundance to overcome scarcity. Charity is giving both our treasure and talent, but also the giving of our love for others. It places others first as an act of obedience, not second to our own needs. A balanced approach, which we're using in our stewardship efforts, which will lead us to our wrap-up service and luncheon 2 weeks from today. Charity always has enough for others. It's what creates miracles when a church community decides to do something for others and finds an abundance of gifts for that ministry. Charity does more than just cause us to care. It causes us to actually support others. To support others patiently to allow them to grow in grace, supported by a community that cares. Charity is usually simple, not complicated. Sometimes it's compared to a lamp shedding light in the darkness of human need, darkness that is poverty of both spirit and purse. All three virtues, faith, hope, and charity, are gifts from God, not human inventions. They existed at the dawn of creation, firmly planted by God in what it means to be human. We can find them in today's gospel, in Jesus' response to the question, what commandment from the law is the greatest? Jesus' response is a summary of the law, to love God and our neighbor. In these few words, Jesus summarizes all the teaching of the law and the prophets, and includes, by implication, faith, hope, and charity. Can anyone love God and not have faith in what God is doing? Could love God and not have hope that the plan of salvation is being worked out daily and that we have a part in it? Who could love their neighbor and not feel the heat of charity in the relationships with others we are sent to serve? Asking a question about what God wants is good. To ignore this is folly. The world seems to know little about the virtues, often replaced by greed, cynicism, self-love. We are constantly challenged by conflict between faith, hope, and charity, and the world's wisdom. From today's colloquy, we learn again that these gifts of God may be prayed for and increased in us. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit,